USA Radio News.
As lawmakers return to Washington after a long Thanksgiving holiday, members of the House and Senate on the GOP side met with President Trump today at the White House to discuss a new budget bill that has to be passed by December 7th or the government would shut down. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's still a lot of work to be done on a bill.
We're trying to get the president the money he would like for the wall. That's part of the year-end funding discussion. That's one of the many things we've got to wrap up here at the end of the year.
Police in California are giving an update on the Southern California mass shooting at a bar in Thousand Oaks. Ventura County Sheriff Billy Yube says a gunman was armed with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol when he entered the Borderline Bar and Grill.
The suspect fired a total of more than 50 rounds. He has seven high-capacity 30-round magazines. Those high-capacity magazines are illegal to purchase or possess within the state of California.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
The rubber meets the road with the latest rankings of the world's best vehicles. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes us on a ride.
I'm in love with my car. The Best Vehicle Brand Awards are handed out by U.S. News and World Report, and it finds in this time around that Mazda is the overall best car brand. The Best SUV Brand Award goes to Honda. When it comes to trucks, the Ford brand was named the best, and Porsche wins Best Luxury Brand. The executive editor of the U.S. News Best Cars, Jamie Page Deaton, says most car shoppers start their process by choosing the brand they want to buy. And he says the Best Vehicle Brand Awards give consumers a thoroughly vetted starting point so they can shop with confidence. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House Judiciary Committee, led by Republicans, issued a subpoena for James Comey on Thursday. Now, Comey has came out and said that he would only be testifying if it were an open session in public and not behind closed doors because he's not a fan of things leaking out. Open session or in private, Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox News and says doesn't matter to him.
Yeah, I'm fine with either one, whether he wants to be in a closed door session or an open session. But I got to be honest, Brian, I think a lot more important than having James Comey come testify for the 15th time is to have Rod Rosenstein come testify for the first time since we first learned in the New York Times reporting that he was talking about wearing a wire to record the president of the United States. I mean, it's been 9.5 weeks. Since we first learned that right. He was talking about two subordinates about wearing a wire to record the president and invoking the 25th Amendment, and we've yet to talk to him.
Yeah.
So I'm much more focused on that than I am whether Jim Comey comes again for who knows how many times he's been in front of Congress already.
Jordan also discusses the border and what needs to be done in the Senate.
We got to insist on it. We got to push for it. That's why they left the Department of Homeland Security bill. That's why it's the one bill we haven't funded
right.
yet, the one agency we haven't funded. Let's put it on that bill. This is exactly what we're supposed to do. This is exactly what we told the American people we were going to do. Let's stand firm. Let's make the argument. The things that have happened in the last few weeks with this caravan, everyone understands this needs to get done, so let's get it done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.